More fallout today from revelations that the IRS gave extra scrutiny to Tea Party groups applying for tax-exempt status. At the White House, President Obama is set to confer with Treasury officials about next steps. And in a House committee hearing, Attorney General Eric Holder fielded some tough questions about his investigation into the episode. As NPR's Brian Naylor reports, all this attention has put a spotlight on a part of the tax code that has become increasingly popular with political groups.
The Mississippi Tea Party is a volunteer organization. Julia Hodges, a spokeswoman for the group, says its biggest activity is keeping track of the actions of the Mississippi legislature. She says to raise funds, members usually pass the hat, but the group decided to apply to the IRS for tax-exempt status in case it did attract donors, to keep those donors' names private.
That was the main gist. We want to protect those and keep them out of the way.
The group first applied for tax-exempt status in 2010. 2 years later, after much back and forth, it still hadn't received an approval from the IRS, and so they gave up. Hodges says the group just got tired of the time it took to answer the many questions the IRS posed.
After a while, it's just like, why are they nitpicking on it? That's what we felt like. It's just little things. They wanted to know all these answers. And you felt like you were being nitpicked.
The Mississippi Tea Party and the other groups flagged by the IRS were applying for 501c4 status, which is written for so-called social welfare groups. The designation does allow for some political activity, and it's not to be confused with 501c3 charities, says David Sands, a CPA with the New York firm Bookbinder Tunick.
Basically, any contributions you do give to the charity would be entitled to a tax deduction on an individual's personal return. A contribution to a 501c4 organization is not tax deductible by an individual.
So donors can't get tax deductions for 501c4 contributions like they would for charities. But donors can remain anonymous. And that seems to be important for some groups that engage in political activities. David French is senior counsel at the American Center for Law and Justice, which provides legal services to many right-leaning groups.
One of the really sad and unfortunate side effects of our very ugly political atmosphere of the past many years has been that participating in public debate often comes with the threat of economic reprisal now, and in extreme cases also comes with threats to safety. And so anonymity is an important part of public participation and always has been in our country.
But that anonymity has not been permitted in campaign financing since Watergate, and critics charge 501c4 organizations are a way for big donors to political causes to hide their contributions. If they gave directly to political candidates, those donors' names would be public. And although C4s are not permitted to primarily engage in political activities, critics say that's exactly what many are doing. Paul S. Ryan of the Campaign Legal Center says this is an opportunity to clarify things.
It's that gray area between how much can an election worker, a C4, can do that is a point of controversy and also an opportunity for clarification by Congress and or the IRS in the wake of this unfolding controversy.
The irony to all this, as Ryan points out, unlike charities, these groups don't really need to apply for pre-approval for C4 status in the first place and can simply declare they're a C4 when they file their tax returns. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered.